my money. Or else, like if you don't want to make a bitl mekach out of it, if you want to keep the sale, so you have to give me back the extra dollar that you charge me. That's called yodal al-yayna. So the keyach has a right to tell the moichel, listen, either give me back the extra dollar that you charge me, or else I want, if you don't want to do that, then I have a right to be today, the whole thing is bottled, and give me back all my money. Or ten li mashani soni. Now, mochaloi shova sheish bechomish. Let's say he sold you something worth $6 for $5. This is good. This will be good even according to Rav also. This is a real case of a norm. That the object itself is worth $6. So 1/6 of that is a dollar. So if he charges you a dollar more or a dollar less, that's called a norm. So he charges you $5. Me nisan, who lost out here? Meicher. The Meicher lost out. He got a dollar less. So the locher is Yad Meicher al Elyono. So the hand of the Meicher is above. What does that mean? If the Meicher wants, he could say, Tainli Mechi. Listen, let's make those things bottle and give me back my object that I gave you. I'll give you back the money. Oi, Tainli Mashini Sonny. Or else, just give me back the extra dollar, or else you have to pay me another dollar. You only gave me $5, and the object is worth $6, so I want another dollar. So the Meicher has the right to say to Lakeach, either pay me up another dollar, or else take the object back and give me back my money. That's called Yodal El Yoino. He has a right to say either. Either give me the extra dollar of a no, or else those things is bottle. So I call upon him here, it's a clear proof to Shmuel. The first case where the object was only worth $5, and he charged $6, it says that's called a no, because you go after the money. Since he paid six, so 1/6 of that is a dollar. So if the object is worth a dollar less, five, that's called a no. But according to Rav, this is not called a no. According to Rav, the object is worth five, so if he charged you six, he charged you more than a sixth. So therefore, if he charged you more than a sixth, then the whole mechira should be bottled. And here it says, no, it has a lach of einor. That's the proof we hold like Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Yiboylu, you have a question like this. Pochus mishtus rabbonin. That's how we say, if he charges you less than a sixth, according to the rabbonin, so we say it's called mechila. You have no right to get the money back. Like, that's business. Namah, that's called mechila. If somebody sold you something, they charge you less than a sixth more, it's your mechil. So you can't ask for it back. The question is, liyal to have a mechila, or the chdeshiyir, or the tagir, or the kroivoy? Is it called a mechila right away? As soon as the lakeh gives the money, that's it, he can't get it back? Or else maybe he will so. He has time to show it to another merchant, or to show it to his kroivim. Take an hour or two. And then, if he doesn't come back by then it's called mechila. But maybe, even if he charges you less than a sixth, if the lakeh comes right back and complains and says, listen, I don't want this deal, maybe he has the right to say, give me the extra money, I paid you too much. That's a shayla. And v'im tinsalayn, if you want to tell me, v'chdei shi'ir l'tagir, or l'kroivoy, that no, that according to the Rabbanan, even if he charges you less than a sixth, so less than a sixth, we say it's not called einor, it's called mechila, but that's only when the lakeh realizes it, and is really mechil. That means you have to wait a few hours for the time to, for the lakeh to take it home, and show it to somebody, and he realizes that you charged him more, you charged Mechleis the seventh more, and he keeps quiet, that's called Mechila. But if the Lakeah comes running back right away and says, you charged me too much, even though he only charged you a seventh or an eighth, so then he has the right to get the money back. That's the Shaila. But now, in terms of, if you want to stay like this, the Kuri can ask the question then, Mayika ben Shtus, the Pachas Mishtus. So then what's the big difference between the Lakeah of a Shtus itself, 1/6 I know, or less than that? They both should have the same halacha. In both cases, you're telling me that it's only bichdei sheyir l'tagir. That when could lakeh come back and complain even to get his shtus, the yoinor, only if he comes back within an hour or two, the time that he has to go home and show his kravim and then come back. So you're telling me now even pochus mishtus has the exact same halacha. So if so, what should be the difference? Ma'ika ben shtus to pochus mishtus. So Mara says, Ika, yes, is the difference. The ilu shtus, by a sixth, ilushtus, yodal el elyeno. If he charged you a sixth more, so then you have the upper hand. The one that got jipped, the lakeh that got jipped, has the upper hand. That means he has the right to come back to the mercher and say, rotza chayzer, rotza kaina. He has the right to say either, pay me back the extra dollar, or if you don't want to do that, then I want the whole mechir to be bottled. I have a right to be today you to say, either give me that money back, or else the mechir is bottled, you have to give me back the whole thing. Yeah, what's the kind of matzor I know? But the ilu pachas mishtus. But in the case where you only got gypped less than a sixth, he only charged you a tenth more. If so, kona, then for sure the lachur is the mechira's chal. You have no way to break that mechira. The sale took place. And the only thing you could do is tell the guy, I want you to give me back the extra money that you charged me. That's the difference. That if he charged you a sixth more, then you have a right to come to complain and say, either give me back that extra sixth, or else I want those things to be bottled. But if he charged you less than a sixth, then for sure the sale takes place. You have no right to be chayzer. It's only a shayla, you have a right to ask for the money. Yes, the Gemara says, my, what's the halacha? It says, Toshima, come in here. There's a halacha, says the Mishnah, that chazru ledivrei chachamim, that the tagrim of Lud, the merchants in Lud, when they heard what Rav Tafan had to say, they didn't like it, and they wanted to be chayzer and go after what the Rabbonim said better. Now again, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon first said that what's called the one-third. Not one-sixth, but one-third. The Meicher has a right to gain up until one-third. When he gains, he charges one-third more, that's called Einor. But less than that is okay. So first the Tagrim, the Meicher, like that. Instead of only making like a little bit less than one-sixth profit, now they can make almost up to one-third profit. So they're all very happy. Then Rabbi Tarfon said another Chumra though. Rabbi Tarfon says that the Rabbanan say the Lokeh could only be Chayzer an hour or two, as long as it takes him to go home and show his relatives and then come back and complain, which takes an hour or two, but not the whole day. Rabbi Tafan and the Mishnah said, no, they have a right to come back and complain a full day. So the Tagrim says, we don't like what you're saying. If so, we'd rather listen to the Rabbanan than listen to you, Rabbi Tafan. So what was the difference? That according to the Rabbanan, the Lokeh could only be Chayzer an hour or two. According to Rabbi Tafan, they could be Chayzer throughout the whole day. The Gemara says like this. So Ruhu, the Gemara, thought that Tochis Mishlish L'Rabbi Tarfin, if the Moichot charges less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfin, which is less than I know, is Kepochis Mishlish L'Rabbonin, dummy, it has the same halacha like less than a sixth, according to the Rabbonin. So